Ever since childhood, I've written in English. As a young man, I had absolutely no doubt that access to the English language had liberated me from the narrow worldview of the Afrikaner. I fell under the spell of the English language, and particularly English poetry. The modernists like T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound were enormous influences on me. I wrote poetry that echoed theirs. Then by degrees, the impulse to write poetry grew weaker, and for a while I wrote nothing at all, neither poetry nor prose. When I began to write seriously again in my 30s, I was writing English prose, and it has been so ever since. I write in English, but I have never felt that English is my language, as English must have felt to Shakespeare, for example, or to Thomas Hardy, or to a North American writer like Herman Melville. I have a good command of English, spoken and written, but more and more it feels to me like the kind of command that a foreigner might have. This may be the reason why the English I write is so easily translatable. I've worked closely with translators of my books into languages that I know, and it seems to me that the versions that my translators produce are in no way inferior to the original. So I can't imagine writing English poetry, because I can't imagine writing for a language that is someone else's language. It does not particularly matter to me that my books should not appear first in the English language, because my books are not rooted in the English language. I do not like the way in which English is taking over the world. I do not like the way in which it crushes the minor languages that it finds in its path. I don't like its universalist pretensions, by which I mean its uninterrogated belief that the world is as it seems to be in the mirror of the English language. I don't like the arrogance that this situation breeds in its native speakers. Therefore, I do what little I can to resist the hegemony of the English language.